the ultimate halo effect. Way back after World War II, they put all the Nazis on trial. "Why did you do that?" they asked. The Nazis more or less gave the same answer. "I was just following orders," they said. Nobody believed them. So one guy, Milgram, set up an experiment. The guy in charge, a teacher and a student. The teacher was told it was a memory test, that if the student got the wrong answer, they would get an electric shock. The shocks were not real. The student was in on the experiment and only pretended to get shocked. The real experiment was to see how many people would actually shock a guy just because some dude in charge said so. They've done this experiment over and over, and like clockwork, two-thirds of people obey the authority. Here's a similar test. They send out a bunch of different guys to different restaurants. Half were dressed casually, jeans, t-shirts, etc. The other half were dressed professionally, suits, ties, etc. This was back during the 70s, but all the participants claimed to have forgotten their wallets, but they did have their checkbook, but no ID. For most of the guys wearing suits, no problem. But for the poor guys wearing jeans and a t-shirt, they had to call somebody to bring the cash. The theory is that for the guys wearing suits, they looked more authority-like and were therefore more trustworthy. There are plenty of criminals who get away with a ton of stuff by dressing like authorities. They've even done this experiment in hospitals. Some random guy, part of a study, will call a nurse. "Hi, this is Dr. Fickleberry. Please give patient X drugs Y." The nurse knows that drug Y is dangerous for patient X, but they get ready to give it anyway. Just following orders. Of course, they always have somebody to make sure the nurse doesn't actually give the drug. This obedience to authority is built into our DNA. When an authority-like person starts talking or tells us to do something, it is a nearly irresistible instinct to turn off our brains and do what we're told. Now, you could get angry at this. You could see this as a reason to belittle humanity, or you could leverage this by becoming the authority and being the guy or gal giving the orders while everybody obediently follows them. Turns out it's much more about frame and how you speak than anything else. To learn more, visit mindpersuasion.com/authority-amplifier.